说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello, Ellie's. This is Chinese pod. I'm Ken Carroll.
我是 Jenny.
Now we have a rather dramatic lesson here.
Oh, yes.We are pushing a button.
Pushing buttons.
Which we shouldn't be pushing.
We're pushing a button that we shouldn't be pushing.
And there are consequences.
There are consequences. You can't just go around the place just pushing buttons. Yeah, there are consequences.
Or we can't just push people's buttons. Go around. That's irresponsible.
No, these are real. These are not sort of metaphorical buttons. These are real buttons.
对对对。
Now, in fact...Gotta tell you, like, the consequences of pushing this particular button are humongous.
对
We're talking about an explosion the likes of which. No, 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 don't even go there. Let's listen to the drama. It's relatively easy. In fact, it's very easy for an Ellie, so we're not going to give you too much more. But let's listen to the intense drama of this dialogue, and then we'll come back and we'll look at the language.
对话第一遍，
千万别按那个。
哪个？
那个红色的。
这个吗？
不是，那个红色的，圆的，千万别按。
红色的，圆的。
第二遍，
千万别按那个。
哪个？
那个红色的。
这个吗？
不是，那个红色的，圆的，千万别按。
红色的，圆的。
第三遍，
千万别按那个。
哪个？
那个红色的。
这个吗？
不是，那个红色的，圆的，千万别按。
红色的，圆的。
See, that was the consequence.
Who wrote this dialogue?
You.
No, I didn't.
No?
No, I thought it was you.
But inspired by you.
We
co-wrote it.
Okay, we co-wrote it. Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, I do like from time to time the sort of hyper drama. It's just for fun. Right? We've got one here. This reminds me of some kind of movie or something. Yeah.
我们是 drama queen. 你是 drama king.
你是 drama queen, 对。
Okay, let's do the translation.
Yeah.
千万。别按那个。
Do not, under any circumstances, push that button.
千万别按那个。
Absolutely do not push that.
千万别按那个。哪个？
Which one?
哪个？
Which one?
哪个？那个红色的。
That one, the red one.
那个红色的。
That red one.
那个红色的。这个吗？
This one?
这个吗？
This one?
这个吗？不是，那个红色的，圆的，千万别按。
No, 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 no. The red one, the round one. Do not push it no matter what.
不是。那个红色的，圆的，千万别按。
No, 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 no. The red round one. Do not push it no matter what.
不是，那个红色的，圆的，千万别按。红色的，圆的，红色的，圆的。
Oh, the red round one.
红色的，圆的。
The red round one.
红色的，圆的。
And with that, she pushes it. Wow.
You know, the word button doesn't appear in this dialogue.
No, it doesn't. How do you say button while we're at it?
按钮。
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 Okay, just park that for the moment.
对。
按钮is not a word we need to go into detail. Here, what we're looking at here is the drama of this kind of exchange. He tried to warn her, but she just didn't listen.
Yeah. I think she just doesn't take it seriously.
I think she's a spy.
Oh,
I think sabotage.
对对对。
I think she is. Anyway, this is the thing about art, you see, Jenny.
You never know what it's about.
It's up to you. No, it's up to you to make your own interpretation.
对对对。
This is when we co-write these things. Do you know, the best dialogues, I think, are when really you have to infer what's going on, not when it's totally in...you know, 100% clear what's going on. Because it allows you to paint the picture in your mind's eye. And that is sort of cognitive. That's kind of constructive. And that's kind of...
Postmodernist.
Yeah. You're right. Well done. All right. So let's look at this language, the drama here, because it's kind of funny. Let's look at the first sentence.
千万别按那个。
Now, don't push that.
别按那个。
All right, so 那个 fourth tone, that one. Okay.
And the verb, 按。
Yes.
按
is fourth tone.
对, meaning to push or press.
To push or press.
So just now I said the word button
doesn't
appear in the dialogue.
Yes.
And you don't really need it.
Yes.
As long as you use the word 按。
Yes.
People can figure out you're talking about a button, something you can press.
Don't push that.
Yeah.
So, 别按, and then you could just say that too. If say there's a kid, we're putting his finger.
别按,
别按,
对,
don't
别按,
push that. Now, and no matter what, this is a great expression.
千万, 千万,
千万,
yes.
Meaning?
No matter what.
No matter what.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, under any circumstances. Now, literally meaning...
1,000 and 10,000.
千万, 1,000 times 10,000.
对。
I don't know what 1,000 times is, like 10 million. I don't know what it is, and the number is it, like a million times.
Yeah, not in a million years.
Yeah, never, under any circumstances. Don't push that.
对。千万别按那个。
Now, you have to understand the sheer stupidity of this situation. You know, if there's a fool wandering around a nuclear power, rockets or, I don't know, ballistic missiles or something, you know, you don't protect it by saying, you don't touch that.
Or you don't let them in the first place.
Yeah, you don't let them near, or you just cover the butt with your hands until they go away. I mean, there are solutions here. But anyway, we're just having some fun here. Anyway, so the woman, and I believe she's not that dumb. I believe she's deliberately sabotaging the thing. But anyway, she says, oh, which one?
哪个?哪个?
Not 哪个, a third tone, right? 哪个, which one? Because originally he says 哪个, meaning that one.
Yes, and to ask, you say 哪个?
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 Yeah, which one? Well,
and he goes on to explain it some more. 那个红色的。那个红色的
That red one, as if he's almost inching her towards it. He's almost tempting to go
giving
ahead,
her a manual.
Exactly, giving her more temptation there. And she's going, oh, now she, her fingers probably, this is like talking to a kid.
对.
You know, her fingers sort of wandering over to it. She points and she goes,
这个吗?
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 This one, is it this one? Yeah.
不是那个红色的圆的千万别按。
She's like, no. I'm talking about the red round one.
对。圆的。
圆的。The tone there for 圆的。
Second tone.
Second tone.
圆的。
Yeah, round shape.
Yeah.
So again, whatever you do, do not push it.
千万别按。千万别按。
Yeah, the order, whatever you do, don't push it. And then she goes, oh, the red round one. She actually says the red one, the round one. That's what she says. So.
红色的，圆的。And she finds it.
Yeah.
And Anne presses it.
Yeah. What a stupid scenario.
It reminds me of a Saturday Night Live skit.
Ah, yeah, something like that. Yeah. This isn't real life.
Let's hope not.
We're not trying to suggest this is real.
But the language
is real.
对, and useful. So let's listen for three times
let's
more.
Let's do that.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in.
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
对话第一遍千万别按那个红色的圆的千万别按红色的圆的
第二遍千万别按那个哪个那个红色的这个吗不是那个红色的圆的千万别按红色的圆的
第三遍千万别按那个哪个那个红色的这个吗不是那个红色的圆的千万别按红色的圆的
Ken, you are a big proponent of creative, outside-the-box, engaging material.
Yes.
Hence this lesson.
What are you trying to say? This is my fault?
No, it's not. It's your credit. Your credit.
Thank you very much.
Because I think for an educational podcast, for any educational material, that engagingness is really important.
I think engagement is the key. You know, so we try to mix things up between sort of very practical things, you know, how to buy batteries in a store. Mm. But I think it's also really important that we get some slightly zany, crazy, colorful. Because I do think that, you know, the language still works. It's still the language. And we tell people there's a million applications for this. But I honestly think that it's the drama and the engagement where you have to listen and figure out to a certain extent what's going on and the drama, the event, and if it's funny or remarkable or some way, then it kind of sticks. And it's that picture in your mind's eye, I think, that really makes it. So you sort of, my picture of it is that you hang the words onto that sort of story, the event, and that's what makes words click and memorable. And we talk to give it background because, you know, you're trying to relate it to other events in your own life and other events or other emotions or other feelings. And I think all those things help to make connections. But yeah, the key is get engaged, listen to the story, listen to the language, and that's how you learn and that's how you remember.
对.
And that's how we have more fun anyway.
Yes. Yeah. We hope you had fun.
Yeah.
And come back tomorrow for
Absolutely.
More Chinese lessons.
If we're still here. If you haven't pressed that button, miss. 别按那个!
再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number 1066. So just go to www.chinesepod.com/1066 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/1066.